I think that often really requires, especially for people like birth workers who have so much passion around what it is that they do, is really dealing with the discomfort of like dropping the savior mentality and feeling that you have to save someone with a single $20 product. And that's hard when you know how life-changing the work that you do is, but it's not possible.
You're listening to episode 20 of the Birthworker Podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome and get excited because this might be one of the best episodes yet. Today we are talking about hosting paid workshops as a doula. So potentially hosting childbirth education workshops, postpartum workshops. You could take it wherever you want to go, but we are talking about how to take advantage of the audience that you're already working really hard to create online and create something that we can offer to them and create something that will help people across the entire world have amazing birth experiences, even if they don't live in your local town and you cannot support them locally. So here's something that I see all the time, and I bet you're feeling this too. I see doulas, new doulas and experienced doulas, spending a lot of time creating content for social media, whether that's Instagram or TikTok, or maybe they have a Facebook group. But I see them constantly producing this content online, which goes to a worldwide audience, right? Social media is phenomenal. It goes to a worldwide audience. But then I say to myself, or I ask maybe one of my students, honestly, inside the academy or the membership, I say, what are you doing to serve the greater worldwide population? Do you only offer in-person doula services? And if the answer is yes, I say, why? You're spending all this time creating and curating an amazing audience on social media. You're posting all the time. You're potentially on that like content creation hamster wheel. So today what we're doing is we are urging you to look at the way that you can actually make an impact way beyond your in-person clients, way beyond your local community. And for 99% of doulas or for childbirth educators, the way to go is to create an online workshop, an online paid workshop. And so that is exactly what we are talking about today. Today, my guest is Sarah, and she is one of the founders of Wake Up to Freedom, where they help business owners create simple offers that can give them their time back. How good does that feel? What if you could create a simple offer that can give you your time back and that can generate some income beyond just supporting births in person? So Sarah, after spending years working with some of the really big influencers in the online business space, she helped people build online courses and create marketing funnels, and she helped people enroll thousands of students. She took what she learned through her experience with those, working with those other big influencers, and then she decided that she wants to instead show small business owners like us, side hustlers like many of us, she wanted to show us how easy it is to actually launch a profitable online training or an online workshop. So Sarah and Justin, who is her co-founder, again, they are the founders of Wake Up to Freedom. They have an amazing offer called Mini Workshop Magic, and Sarah's going to tell us all about it today. We are going to talk about how to create a workshop, how to sell a workshop, what are all the assets that you have to create, how long does it take to actually get this off the ground, and even when maybe hosting a workshop is actually not the right option for you because there are many people that need to do some other things first. And I can talk more about that at the end of this episode. Now, if at the end of this episode you want to learn more from Sarah, you can find her at wakeuptofreedom.com. And if you want to join me and my community and learn more about workshops in real time with live support, you can join the Birthworker membership because in December, the topic of the month is hosting your first paid workshop. Every month inside the membership, we have a monthly challenge. So this is on top of the coaching calls, on top of the community, on top of the entire course framework that is inside the membership, we have these monthly challenges. And they're all geared towards helping you save time, helping you have less overwhelm, and helping you make more money, especially online. So in December, we are talking all about paid workshops. We are continuing this conversation throughout the rest of the year inside the membership. I'm going to be giving you my email templates and my swipe templates and a big checklist of all things so you can make your dream of making money as an educator online into reality. So join us over in Birthworker Membership if you'd like. Check out Sarah at wakeuptofreedom.com and get out your pencil and a notepad because this is going to be amazing. Now, I do have to remind you before I hit play that all of our episodes are turned into comprehensive blogs. So you can read everything that Sarah says today right over on the blog, which is at birthworker.com/20, because this is episode 20. All right, without any further ado, let's get into workshops. Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birthworker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it.
So workshops are short, paid, online events where you help people answer a question that's been bugging them or solve a problem that they've been struggling with or check something off their to-do list or learn something new. And it's just this tiny mini first experience with you and your brand that creates a relationship with people, creates trust with people, and allows you to build an audience of people who have already like experienced a little bite size of your work and are excited about what else you might have to offer, whether you want to do one-on-one consultations with people or sell a course or have some sort of program or even do bigger events. That workshop is a great way to build trust right away on the front end. So for most people, that workshop is something that's $10 or $20 or $50. And we encourage people to make these paid because it gets that extra level of buy-in from people where people are going to put this thing on their calendar. They're going to show up. They're going to spend an hour with you on Zoom and they're going to be committed to it and treat it like something that they paid for and they're invested in. And then it's like the world is your oyster after that. You've got these people who have had an awesome experience with you. And, you know, after that, you can kind of go wherever you want with it.
Are workshops something that are always done live, or can you record it and just sell it from your website?
Yeah, we recommend a little bit of both. Okay. So what we usually do is like host the first one live, but record it with the intent of selling the recording. So we always recommend that people are kind of intentional with how they have that live Zoom event so that the recording can be sold later. And then you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get that live energy of the first one, where people are, you know, asking questions, and it helps you often sell the first one because there's a date, there's some urgency. And so it can help with selling those first 5 or 10 or 20 tickets. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you've created an asset. Do you want that thing to work for you? You've got a recording. Don't just let it, you know, collect dust on your computer. So we teach people, it's like package up that recording, make a little checkout page for it on your website. And then you can continue to sell it, you know, dozens and hundreds of times in the future.
Mm-hmm. I have to mention this because this was me like a couple years ago when I was starting to do online events and webinars and things like that. I was like, but I'm on call for a birth. I'm a doula. I'm on call. I can't host a workshop. What if I have to cancel? And I actually used it as an excuse to almost like do a fake live launch. And recorded a workshop plus a webinar and pretended it was live. And I just look back and I'm just like, I wish someone told me like you can actually run live events even if you're on call. If you have to cancel, that's seriously no big deal because in the birth community, we're dealing with pregnant moms who know that we're doulas, who know that we're on call, who probably also have their own kids. And so not only is it okay, but I've actually found a lot of times when I'm authentic and raw and share that I have to cancel because I'm on call, or maybe my there's something going on with my toddler, it's actually, it makes me more relatable. And my sales literally go up when I do things like that.
I love that. Don't be afraid. And I think with business, I've found that like when you're honest and upfront with people, people are so much more understanding than you think. I think we've all got those like gremlins in our head that people are going to be so mad, so upset, so frustrated. But like you said, you know, everyone has stuff going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Should a new doula wait to make a workshop until they have more offers to offer on the back end?
You know, we have some people say, oh, I can't create a workshop yet because I don't have this huge program to sell on the back end. I don't know yet what my full vision for my business is. And what we always recommend is a workshop is actually a beautiful way to find out and kind of discover what your next offer should be. Before you create, you know, before you spend 6 months creating a program that you're not actually sure if people want it or what exactly your, you know, target audience needs, start with something really easy to create, like a workshop. Spend 1 or 2 weeks talking about it on social media, hosting a really simple 1-hour event. You don't need like super fancy slides. You don't need a huge sales page. You don't need a funnel. It's a really simple way to get started. And then it gives you so much information to work with. You get to find out, wait, okay, when I posted, you know, this post about this, you know, birth that I attended or about this, you know, moment in my life, tons of people signed up for the workshop. And when I sent this email, like no one signed up. I guess, you know, social media post number one is more what people are looking for. And you also get to engage with real humans, you know, who are buying your work. And so you get to see, oh, these are the types of questions that they're asking. Oh, this is what they want support with. I never would have guessed that. We always learn so much from running our workshops that we couldn't possibly have discovered. And so I think a workshop is a great first offer to create. And then you can be really open at the end. And what we recommend, if you don't have an offer to sell yet, you know, you don't have that big polished program, at the end of your workshop, just say, hey, if anyone, you know, needs a little bit more custom support or wants to chat a little bit deeper about this, or, you know, is struggling with how to apply this to their life, you know, book a paid one-on-one session with me. And we recommend just making a link and charge, you know, whatever feels good to you, whether you want to do $50 a call or $200 a call or $300 a call, like whatever feels good for getting on a call with someone for 45 minutes or an hour, you can sell these just really simple one-on-one open coaching sessions. And it's a great way to make a little bit of extra money on the back end of your workshop before you have that full polished offer.
I have a question for you. And I had a student ask me this recently, and they said, is it icky to sell something on the back of something that people already paid for?
I love that. And I love how many good, generous humans are running businesses, right? That have questions like that. Like, oh, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be icky. And I always recommend a couple of things. So one is, think about all of the real life businesses that you engage with on a daily basis that keep asking you for additional sales. So think about like going to, like you go to a drive-thru and order a burger and they're like, do you want a soda and fries with that? Or think about you have like an online subscription to something like, you know, Hulu, and there's always like, we'll pay extra to get an ads-free version. Like most of the businesses that we interact with every single day have multiple offers, and we don't think anything weird about that. It's just like, oh yeah, that's just how business works. And so hopefully that like gives all of us a little bit of freedom that it's completely normal and reasonable to have multiple offers in your business and multiple ways to support people at different levels of payment. The second thing is you absolutely do want to be conscious of the fact that people paid you for your workshop. So you don't want people to end up feeling like, dang it, I paid, you know, $37 for this workshop training, and it was just one giant sales pitch. So if you're creating a paid workshop, priority number one should absolutely be delivering on the promise that you made. We don't want it to be a bait and switch workshop. So whether you're teaching someone, you know, birth meditations or how to prepare their body for birth or how to have, you know, conversation, you know, if they are choosing to have a hospital birth, how to set boundaries or make a birth plan with their OBGYN, like whatever your workshop might be, you want to make sure that you fully deliver on that promise. And it's not like, oh, I told you I would solve this problem, but just kidding, you have to pay extra to get the real solution. But if you do fully deliver on that promise, you know, give them that support, give them the information, it's completely fine to at the end say, okay, I've given you all of this. I hope this helps. I'm so excited for you to, you know, go implement this, go apply this to your life. And I know that some of you want to also solve this problem. I know that some of you also have questions about this, or I know that some of you also want personal support with this during the rest of your pregnancy. So for those of you that that applies to, I just want you to know that I have this, you know, other offer or this other invitation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Sometimes I learned this trick from Rick Mulready. He said, if you're doing a paid workshop and leading into a larger paid offer, maybe a high ticket offer, just always throw in like a slide or a sentence at the beginning of your workshop and let them know that that's actually going to be coming at the end. And it just almost lets them put their guard down. So like, I'm not going to sell to you. I'm here to teach you for 1 hour. I'm going to teach you. And then if you want to know how you can work with me, I will tell you about that. Like literally that one sentence can let those people put their guard down and trust that. You a little bit more.
Yeah. That they're not worried that a sales pitch is going to come out of left field. Okay. Yeah, I know what to expect.
Yeah. Something else that happened to me when I was a newbie, I went through Amy Porterfield's, all of her programs, and she set the bar so freaking high that when I was creating my workshop, when I was creating my course, she's amazing. She's helped me grow like a multi-six-figure business, but I didn't need to be trying to copy Amy. I didn't need to be putting out a product where for her, she has a team of, you know, 20 full-time staff creating these things for her. And I was literally trying to copy that. So I am wondering from you, how can we actually turn a workshop into like a minimum viable product? How can we make it easy for ourselves? What does it look like to do it right, but do it the simple way?
That's such a good question because dang, it's so easy to compare yourself to like the Amy's who do have that huge full-time staff and they're running their course for the 18th time and they have a professional copywriter and graphic designer and all of the things. I think the first thing is remind yourself that people aren't paying you for how pretty your slides are or how cute your worksheets are. Like people are, you know, in this case, paying for support with their birth, with their pregnancy, with this huge, you know, transformation in their life. And that's going to be that make it or break it of was this workshop helpful for them? It's going to be like, did it answer the questions they have or help them move through the fears that they have about their upcoming birth? Not were your slides perfect and was your checkout page super flashy? And the second thing is, and I know this from working behind the scenes back when I was copywriting for many of these big online influencers, is one of the reasons that they need to keep like polishing their program and having this beautiful product is because as their audience has grown, they can't be as intimate with their audience. And so they need to keep making this like better, more polished product because they know that they're going to have 2,000 students go through it. And every piece of that product needs to be perfect because Amy doesn't have the bandwidth to answer 2,000 people's questions. Whereas like the beauty of running a workshop with a smaller audience is you get to show up with 10 women on your workshop or 30 women on your workshop, and you do get to see their questions in the chat and answer their questions and give them that little bit of extra intimacy and support. And no, a workshop is not, you know, one-on-one coaching thing or something where you have to feel all of this one-on-one type of pressure. But there is an intimacy when you're starting out that is worth way more than, you know, how polished your workshop might be. So we always say, like, start with a really simple payment link. Like, you don't need a huge sales page. Start with, you know, super basic slides, or grab a $20 slide template pack off of something like Creative Market, and just keep it super light and simple, and put your energy into showing up for your workshop attendees and really serving them with your expertise. Don't feel like you have to become a professional graphic designer before you host your first workshop.
I love that you said absolutely everything there. That's phenomenal. I've never had a full sales page for any of my workshops, and I charge maybe $25, and they each get like 50 people with a few emails and a few social media posts. And it's, yeah, they don't need a full on sales page. Not saying that you don't need a sales page for your ebook and your mini course, because you definitely do, and probably a much longer one than you think you do. But for some reason, workshops are just a little bit more intimate, a little bit more special.
Yeah. And I think because it's just a bite-sized thing to solve a bite-sized problem, you don't necessarily need tons of explanation. Like, it should be simple enough to explain in a couple sentences. And if it's not, you might actually need to tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've sold all of our workshops just with simple checkout pages first. And then when we hit, you know, down the road after selling the recording, you know, once we hit 500 sales or more, that's kind of the mark for us where we're like, okay, this is a product that is working and people are loving it. Now we're going to put the energy into building a full sales page after we've already made, you know, a few thousand dollars from this and had hundreds of people go through it. We never do it before that point because it's not something you need to worry about.
Yeah. Something I heard actually this week from one of the students in my membership is she said she wanted to run a workshop, and she posted essentially like her outline of the things she wanted to cover. And she asked us, do we think an hour is going to be enough? And what she was actually trying to do is compress an entire childbirth education course into 1 hour, talking about interventions and pain and mindset and making a birth plan and all these things. And I know that you know what I told her, but I would actually love to hear it from your words. Is that something we can do? Can we take a childbirth education course and just make it short?
I mean, I wish, right? That'd be pretty cool. But no, most of the time when you try to like say, oh, I have this huge vision for everything I want to communicate, and I've spent years studying this, and I want to share everything that I know all at once, we think that we're serving people and really we're just overwhelming them. And we're giving people a fire hose of information, and it's so much content that they're left saying, I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't even know what step one is. So we like start with something simple. Choose a bite-sized piece of birth education that you're really passionate about. And I think that often really requires, especially for people like birth workers who have so much passion around, you know, what it is that they do, is really dealing with the discomfort of like dropping the savior mentality and feeling that you have to save someone with a single $20 product. And that's hard when you know how life-changing the work that you do is, but it's not possible. And instead, choosing one little piece of education that will move the needle for someone or open a door for them or help them, you know, prepare or release fear around maybe one aspect of their birth or one aspect of their birth plan or one aspect of pregnancy preparation. That's actually more of service because they walk away actually feeling empowered to do something about it. They're like, oh, I can make a birth playlist, or I can do these breathing exercises, or I can have these important conversations with my partner about how they can support me. And then that empowers them to take the next step. Like, when they're ready, they can come back to you and get the next piece of information, or hire you, or work with you or someone else. But, you know, start with that bite-sized thing.
What would you say to someone who says, I'm going to create a new workshop every month for 12 months this year and teach 12 different topics so that I can create this like bank of all these workshops that people can buy?
You know, I think it depends on the person. I've seen some people where hosting tons of workshops and having all of these bite-sized offerings can really work for them. They love promoting multiple things. They love having all of these different offers for sale. And they love launching workshops. So for them, launching a live workshop every single month isn't overwhelming. It's not draining. They love the energy of being live, and then they can quickly package that recording and sell it. I think for many people that can be overwhelming. When they actually get into it, creating a workshop every month might feel like too much. And it can start to feel like you've got so many irons in the fire. You're juggling so many plates, and you've got to keep promoting all of these different workshops. And you've got people with questions saying, well, I'm trying to decide between these two workshops, which should I sign up for? And it can start to feel like a lot. So I think it depends on your personality and your marketing style and your audience. I think for a lot of people, it makes sense to have, you know, 1 to 3 front-end workshops, and then a back-end offer that goes a little bit deeper and has some support involved for like the deeper pieces of their work. But if you like having just those lighter, bite-sized, you know, more passive offers like a workshop, I have seen some people who literally just have a library of workshops. I just think for most people, that isn't the model that makes the most sense.
Yeah. I love your example of having 3 workshops and then a bigger program, because as birth workers, our clients and our prospective students are only pregnant and aware they're pregnant for like 7 months or 8 months. Yeah. And they're really only looking for childbirth education for maybe like 5 of those months in most cases. So let's just say, yeah, create 3 workshops, run them 1 per month, and then just every quarter, keep repeating those exact same workshops, and you'll hit all of your audience essentially.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Like, you know, the birth space is unique in that where the timing does really matter. You know, it isn't, oh, I'll sign up next year. Yep. You know, it's all happening right here.
Yeah. Do you think that someone needs a certain amount of people on their email list or social media before they're ready to run a workshop? Or can we have a goal maybe for them to hit before they're ready?
Yes. Some of it depends on engagement level. And we recommend having, you know, at minimum, like 300 to 500 people who are engaged with what you do. So for some people, you know, they started it as a personal account. You maybe have your personal Instagram account and you've shifted it to be more business focused, but 80% of the people are still like friends from high school, people you grew up with. And in that case, we kind of want to discount those numbers. So you want 300 to 500 people who are engaged and following you for what you do. And then at that point, I think you can absolutely get, you know, 30 people at your first workshop. And I think that's a great number to aim for. That being said, I've seen so many people say, screw it, I'm doing it anyway. I, you know, just started a month ago. I have, you know, 100 people in a little Facebook group or on my email list. And I am okay in this stage of my baby business doing a workshop for 5 people or 10 people. And that's totally worth it for them. I have hosted workshops that had 3 or 4 or 5 people at the very beginning of my business. And it was the best thing I could have done because it helped me go from the planning stage of my business, which I think is so easy to get stuck in, where you're just like listening to all of the podcasts and signing up for all of the courses and, you know, doing all the whiteboard mapping of, oh, this is what my business could be. And actually putting a workshop out there for me made my business real for the first time. And even though I wasn't paying my bills with the 3 people who signed up for my very first $50 workshop, it still was like the moment that I said, I'm running a real business. Like, these people paid me money. They're showing up to a paid event with me. I'm creating a real product. And so for me, that made sense. So it kind of depends on what your goals are and what you're comfortable with, but you don't need 10,000 followers to run a successful workshop.
Yeah. Can you run me through just like a high level, what kind of assets are people going to need to create in order to launch their workshop? Like,
yeah. So for your first workshop, the first thing you need is a way for people to pay you. So you either need a checkout page. If you're just getting started, we recommend something like Gumroad that has a great free plan and a checkout page builder that's really easy. You can also use like a full course creator platform like Teachable or Kajabi. Or you can even do something like create, you know, open up your PayPal business app and create a product link on there. Like I've sold a handful of workshops way at the beginning, just with a PayPal link where just could put the price, a 2-sentence description of my workshop, and then I would manually send people that link. So first thing you need is, you know, that way for people to pay you, little sign up page or sign up link. Then you need a way to email people or contact the people who've signed up. So, you know, ideally on something like Gumroad or Teachable or Kajabi, those systems are going to have a way to automatically like send a message to people who registered for your workshop. If you're using a PayPal link, you'll just need to manually email people to send them the details and be in communication with them. Then you need a place to host the workshop. So Zoom is going to be the easiest for 99% of people. You can just use a Zoom meeting and have people like mute themselves during the actual training portion of the workshop, so you get a nice clean recording. Or you can upgrade for a month to like the webinar feature where people will just see you during the workshop and can just engage in the chat. And then you need a way to give people the replay for the workshop. So people who signed up for your live workshop should get, you know, access to the replay. And you can do it really simply by literally uploading the Zoom recording to like Dropbox or Google Drive and sending them the link. Or if you want it to be like a little bit more of a polished course experience, you can use those course builders like Teachable or Kajabi, or even Gumroad has, you know, an option for hosting the recording of the workshop. And that's where you can also include any downloads. You know, if you do have, oh, like a guided meditation or a worksheet or something, you can also include those there. So that's all you need for running a live workshop. It's actually really, really simple. You don't need to overcomplicate it or sign up for 18 different softwares. That's really all you need.
Yeah. And I love that you like, anyone will notice that you didn't mention a bunch of slides. You didn't mention a fancy microphone. You didn't even mention a whole bunch of emails, because honestly, when you're just getting started, you really don't need a bunch of emails, you know, unless you have the funnel or the other product or everything mapped out. So I love that. Now, all of that is stuff that you teach inside Mini Workshop Magic. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. We have a workshop of our own. It's very meta. It's called Mini Workshop Magic. And if anyone wants, you know, some templates and some kind of straightforward directions of here's how you set up a payment link, or here's how you come up with a topic for your workshop, we've got some good stuff in there.
Now, when I heard about Mini Workshop Magic, I'm like, oh, okay, this must be like a $400, $500 course. It's giving me the templates. And really, I've noticed building a business, the most valuable thing is just like the workflow and like the idea of what comes first and what comes next. So when I heard that you guys were offering it for the price that you're offering it, my mouth dropped actually. Would you tell us a little bit more about it in case people are interested? And then where they can find it and find you.
Yeah, of course. So you can find Mini Workshop Magic at miniworkshopmagic.com. So that's super simple. And then inside it's 60-minute training on everything you could need, from how to come up with a workshop topic, how to validate it before you create it. So we'll teach you how to build a wait list for your workshop in less than 24 hours. We'll show you some recommendations for delivering the workshop, making your slides, how to make a really gentle invitation at the end if you do want people to sign up for a paid call with you or a program with you. And we also include some things just to make the creation easier and as light as possible, like literally a workshop outline of like, here's what to include in your introduction. Here's what to teach. Here's how to conclude your workshop. We also have, some templates and a Zoom setup guide. Just pretty much our goal is you don't have to think. You just have to follow like the 7-day launch checklist and you'll finish it having a paid workshop with real people signed up and excited to come learn from you.
So last question is, how long before they want to launch the workshop should they start thinking about it and get the your little mini workshop magic?
Yeah. So we're all about keeping things so light and simple for your first launch. So you could literally sign up today when you're listening to it, and 1 or 2 weeks from now, have a workshop. Like, this isn't something that you need to overcomplicate or spend an entire quarter outlining it and planning it. We've got a 7-day launch checklist to literally keep it so simple. So I would say, grab our workshop, take a day or two to go through the training. It's just 60 minutes. And then take a week or two to launch your workshop.
Awesome. Where can people, are you on Instagram?
I'm not on Instagram. Well, I am personally, but we don't do a ton of social media for our business. You can find us on Facebook. Our business name is Wake Up to Freedom. We've got a Facebook page where you can send me friend request. I'm on there, Sarah Tempe. And you can just find out more about our business in general at wakeuptofreedom.com.
In the intro of this episode, I said that hosting a workshop actually isn't for some people. So I wanted to chat a little bit more about who is ready to host a workshop. Like Sarah mentioned in this episode, we would love for you to have a really good, solid community of 300 to 500 people. And it'd be even better if you had 300 to 500 people on your email list. If you are a doula or a birth worker and you are starting to incorporate online offers so you can take your impact worldwide, one of the very first places to start is an email list. These are the kind of things that I teach inside my membership. It's called the Birth Worker Membership. It is completely business focused. We do not talk about birth. We talk about business and more specifically, taking your in-person doula business online so you don't have the financial pressure to be attending births all the time. So you can homeschool your kids, so you can take vacations, so you can rely on consistent income every single month, even if you don't want to be on call that month at all. That's the kind of stuff we're doing over in the Birth Worker Membership. Like I said, our December challenge, our topic is hosting your first paid workshop. But if you want to join today, jump in, you can set up that foundational stuff so you can grow your audience to 300 people or 500 people and be ready to launch your very first paid workshop. Now, Sarah and I chatted a little bit about the paid workshops that I have run in the past. So just to give you some ideas, I have run a plan your birth workshop, so a birth plan workshop. I've run a home birth workshop, how to have an awesome home birth, and how to have an autonomous birth in the hospital. So those are the three workshops that I have run in my business. They were all super easy to put together, super successful. I made around $1,000 for each one. How awesome is that, that you can host a live workshop on Zoom for an hour or 2 hours and potentially make $1,000? That's what I want for you. So I hope you can join me inside the membership whenever you are ready. We are not going anywhere, but we are waiting for you and we are excited for you and we can't wait to help you create your email list, get your business foundation set up, host your first paid workshop, and take your business to the level that you really have only dreamed of. All right, thank you so much for listening. If you are not subscribed, be sure to hit subscribe because I'm back every Wednesday with awesome birth and business tips. And we're going to be jumping back into some business episodes throughout the month of November. And I cannot wait to show you what I have in store. And if you want to chat with me about what is inside the membership, the Birth Worker membership, you can always DM me on Instagram. Please DM me on Instagram. I love having conversations with you. So you can DM me at Birth Worker Podcast. Let me know you're interested in learning more about the membership and you're interested to see if that's actually something that could help you reach your goals, your financial goals and your lifestyle goals. And I would be more than happy. Honestly, I would love to chat with you about it. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you right back here next week.